morning. It's my privilege to be with you again today as we have opportunity to speak from God's Word. Thank you for praying for me as I have continued to progress in my healing from my last little episode with the hospital.
谢谢大家祷告会帮我祷告，因为我上次做过手术。
I can only say to you, God is good all the time.
我只能对大家说，上帝真的是很美好的。
And He takes us through many different experiences, but He teaches us in every one of them.
他给我们很多经验，他教育我们每一个人。
This morning our subject is a little word that we use a lot and think about occasionally, and that is the word faith.
今天我们要讲的题目呢，是我常常使用到、常常讲到，就是信心。
Oftentimes I'm asked by people, what is the favorite book of the Bible for you?
我常常问我们的那个教会的弟兄姐妹，圣经里面哪一本书你们最喜欢？
I'm really not sure how to answer that question because it depends on which book I happen to be studying at that particular time.
哦，这是人家问他，那他就觉得很难回答这个问题，因为每次你不同的时候学圣经呢，有不同的感受。
I find that the Word of God is profitable all the time as we learn and as we study it.
他发现我们圣经里的话呢，常常就是像先知有预言的作用。
I remember on one occasion that I was in a hotel room over in the San Jose area.
有一次我在一个圣何西一个旅馆里面。
And as I was sitting at the desk preparing for the evening message that I was going to give, I opened the Bible that was in that room.
那天我在这个旅馆里呢，就像准备晚上的讲道，他就打开圣经。
And I found that someone had underlined the verse, John 3:16.
他发现有人在那个约翰福音的那个16章，第3章16节，有人用线把它画出来了，在圣经上。
I'm sure you remember that verse, for God so loved the world.
大家一定都记得这一点，那个神爱世人。
That He gave His only begotten Son.
他把他唯一的儿子赐给我们。
That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
使所有信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
In the outside of that Bible where that verse was underlined, someone wrote, "This verse changed my life."
有人在这个圣经画，这个刚才这一段圣经下面画了一条线，旁边加了批注，说这一段圣经改变了我的生命。
There are many verses in God's Word that changes our lives when we let God speak through His Spirit.
当圣灵在我们生活里面起作用的时候，常常会改变我们的生活。
I'm sure each week as you study your Bible study or each message that you hear each week, that God speaks to you through His Word and whoever is sharing the Word.
我相信大家在读圣经的时候，常常会觉得，上帝的话语在我到我们心里来了。
For many, the word faith is very difficult for us to captivate.
对很多人来讲呢，这个信心是一个很难掌握的一种概念。
We need to make it clear, a clear distinction between God-given faith and faith that is the product of man's reasoning.
我们要把上帝给我们的信心和人们平时生活中所讲的信心要区分开来。
The consequences have eternal application.
这个后果呢，是对永生是带来影响的。
The faith of the Pharisees in the Bible was a faith that was based on man's interpretation.
圣经里面的信心呢，实际上是我们人对圣经的一种翻译。
And the Pharisees did modification and manipulation of God's law as well.
这也是对圣经里面法律的这些阐述的一种翻译。
Such unproductive faith was severely judged by our Lord.
就是我们的天父呢，他对信心他有他自己的解释。The
Bible says, "For you are the children of your father, the devil."
这是他一段圣经里面说，就是can you repeat that?
Yeah, the Bible tells us that for you are the children of your father, the devil.
Okay, 他说，你们都是天父的儿子。
And you love to do evil things.
但是你们常常会做不好的事情。
He has always hated the truth.
他常常会就是使你们产生仇恨。
Because there is no truth in him.
因为邪恶的里面他没有真理。
When the devil speaks, he lies.
魔鬼在说话的时候他是说谎的。
And it is inconsistent with the character of the person of Jesus Christ.
和那个耶稣基督的圣灵是不相符的。
The devil is obviously, or the evil one is obviously the opposite of God.
就是魔鬼说的话很明显是跟上帝的话语是相反的。
Our approach today as we look at God's word is to simply let God speak for himself.
今天我们来学习的话语就像是上帝直接对我们说话一样。
And as we look at God's word, we will be able to make a delineation between what is right and what is wrong.
上帝的话语教我们什么是正确的，什么是错误的。
Jesus taught us that a tree is known by the fruit it bears.
天父告诉我们，一棵树你要知道它什么树，要看它结了什么果子来辨别。
If you have an orange tree in your backyard or some other type of tree, whatever fruit it bears,certainly tells us the type of tree that it is.
如果你家种了一个橘子树，它长出橘子来，那就很明显说明这是个橘子树。
The Bible speaks that we as believers, people who have come into a personal relationship with Jesus, are going to be controlled by the Spirit.
如果我们是作为一个信仰耶稣的人，我们走向天父，我们就被他所感动。
And the Spirit will produce fruit in our lives.
就是圣灵呢，就会在我们的生命中结出圣灵的果子。
You have heard the pastors who have come and shared with you. You've been around people whose love for Jesus has been an example of what happens in their daily life.
就我们常常来做礼拜，牧师讲道，然后兄弟姐妹都在一起，这就是我们过的圣灵的生活。
Simply, there's some important things for us to recognize this morning. Let's begin looking at them.
我今天早上来要讲比较容易辨别的方面，现在先讲第一个。
God-given faith produces eternal life.
上帝给我们信心，说明永生是存在的。
For every one of us today who are present, this is probably the most important truth for us to grab a hold of.
我们今天来做礼拜，这可能是我们最重要的目的之一。我们希望期盼得到永生。
Just as we're saying, faith is the victory. Eternal life is the victory that we have as an individual.
信心就像是我们的果实一样，我们今天就得到这个。
God who has saved us has called us not according to our works, but according to His own purpose.
上帝拯救我们，并不是依靠我们的话语，而是按照他。
God has saved us by His grace.
上帝用他的恩典拯救我们。
Not by what we have done, but what He has done for us.
并不是说我们做了什么他才拯救我们，而是他要拯救我们。
It is a gift of God.
这是上帝给我们的一个免费的礼物。
Our salvation is the reward of our faith in trusting Jesus.When we say yes to ask Him to come into our lives.
我们的得救是因为我们对上帝的信心，所以他才会拯救我们。
Our eternal life is God calling us to live eternally with Him.
上帝呼召我们，将来得到永生，和他永远生活在一起。
To live a holy life.
去过着一种神圣的生活。
And He did this not because we deserved it, but because He loved us so much.
他这样做并不是因为我们值得他这样做，而是因为他爱我们。
In the last chapter of the book of John, we have the story of Jesus being with Peter after Jesus rose from the grave.
上次我们读过一段圣经，就是讲，耶稣死了复活以后跟彼得的一段话。
You remember that Peter was one of Jesus' disciples who left his fishing and followed him.
大家也记得彼得就是那个。渔夫他放弃钓鱼跟随了耶稣。
You remember it was Peter who said that he would never, never turn away from Jesus, that he would be loyal to him.
对，大家一定还记得彼得当初在那个耶稣还活着的时候说过，我也永远忠实于你，永远不背叛你。
And yet it was Peter who denied him and turned away from him for a period of time.
大家一定还记得后来是彼得就是。就是
In that 21st chapter of John, we see Jesus and Peter having a conversation with each other.
这个刚才讲的这个圣经的24章里面讲到一段耶稣和彼得的对话。
If you read that chapter, and I trust you will do it later today or sometime this week, you will recognize that Jesus never says a word to Peter about his failures.
大家如果去读这段圣经，就会看到耶稣从来没有说过你会将来就是说。
All Jesus was concerned about was, Peter, do you love me?
耶稣担心的就是说问你，彼得，你是不是爱我？
As a matter of fact, he asked Peter that same question, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, how much do you love me?
耶稣反复地问他，彼得，你爱我吗？彼得，你爱我吗？你究竟有多爱我？
And it was at that very moment that when Peter responded that Jesus said to him, forgiven because of my love, my grace for you.
然后耶稣就回答他，我会原谅你的一切，因为我爱你。
My dear brother and sister, Jesus is not asking us how good we have been or what we have done for him. He is asking, do you love me?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们看，耶稣在这里并不是要求我们做什么，我们是不是如何，他要求的是你们是不是爱我。
And because of your love for him, by faith, you have eternal life.
只要你爱他，你就是对他有信心，我们就得到了永久的生命。
I'm well aware that because of by faith receiving Jesus, that I am guaranteed to spend forever with him.
我们只要相信耶稣，对他有信心，我们就得到永生。
God-given faith produces eternal life.
上帝的耶稣的信心就是带来永生。
It would be my prayer that every individual here this morning has by faith invited Jesus to come into their life.
我今天给大家所有在座的人就是一个祝福，就祝福大家能够相信耶稣得到永生。
And as a result of your faith, it has produced eternal life through Jesus Christ.
这个就是相信耶稣的结果，就是你有信心就得到永生。
So the first thing that we learn from our passage of scripture this morning is that God-given faith produces eternal life.
所以我们今天学到第一点就是耶稣给我们信心，这个带来永生。
The second thing we learn is that God-given faith produces good works.
第二点要我们今天讲的是耶稣的给我们的信心呢是带来好的结果。
Listen to me carefully. We are not saved by faith plus good works.
听到这个圣经里面讲，我们这个信心并不是因为好的工作。
Let me say that again because it's important for us to understand this. We are not saved by faith plus good works.
就是我们得救并不是因为我们的那个信心加上好的工作。
But by a faith that produces good works.
而是信心带来了好的结果。
You and I, brothers and sisters, have come across people who live a good life, who do kind and compassionate things. That does not give them guaranteed eternal life.
对，他说我们周围是可能会遇到有些很善心的人做善事、做慈善事业，但是那并不能保证他得到永生。
It simply comes by faith in Jesus Christ.
只是你要在耶稣里面对耶稣有信心，那才会得到永生。
I am passionate about this, and it is important for us to understand as believers.
我们作为耶稣的信徒，我们要有这一点坚定的信念。
It has nothing to do with our works, but it has everything to do with what God has done for us by faith.
就说我们做什么都不重要，重要的是我们对耶稣有信心，他会拯救我们。
But also note that having been saved by faith, our lives changed, being made a new individual, means that we desire to do good works for Him.
事情是这样，就是如果我们对耶稣有信心，我们得救了，那我们就做出来的事情就是不一样。
You might ask, what are some examples of things that we do that are pleasing to Jesus?
你们可能要问，我们做什么样的事情才可以？ 使我们的主耶稣喜悦。
I would just suggest a couple things, and there are many things in Scripture, but one of them is our love for one another.
圣经里面讲到很多，我这里举一个例子，就是说我们要彼此相爱。
How much do we love one another? How much do we have compassion towards others?
我们怎样爱彼此相爱？我们如何对另一个弟兄姐妹表示所爱？
Are we willing to go out of our way to care more about others than we even care about ourselves?
我们是不是比爱自己更爱我们的弟兄姐妹？
Again, the Bible reminds us to love one another as we love ourselves.
就是爱人如爱己。
The fruit of the Spirit says it's love, it's joy. Are we a joyful people? As a result of our faith in Jesus Christ, it's going to produce joy.
我们如果有快乐的话，我们就会有爱，有爱的话就会产生好的结果。
Oftentimes people will say, how are you doing?
人们常常问你，你怎么样，好吗？
I don't know how you respond, but sometimes I will say, I'm doing fine under the circumstances.
我不知道你们会怎么回答这样的问题，所以我常常这样回答，在有的情况下我会好。
The works of our faith would turn that around and say, I'm doing fine because of the joy that's found in the faith of knowing Jesus Christ.
其实应该这么说，我因为相信耶稣，我有喜乐，所以我很好。
When I had the privilege several years ago, and we've talked about this in the past, of visiting in southern China, I found people who were full of joy in spite of their circumstances.
他说很多年以前我曾经访问中国，在中国南方我看到人们并不是很有钱，但他们很快乐很喜乐。
They were people who didn't have the privilege of worshiping in a building such as you do here.
他们在那里聚会并不像我们有很好的教堂给我们在一起崇拜。
It was known as the underground church.
他们说是地下教会。
They were willing to take the risk because of their love for Jesus.And their willingness to serve him with everything they had to be part of a time of worship.
他们在那里敬拜耶稣是承担很大的政治风险，因为不是擅自教会要受到政治迫害。
They loved one another. They had compassion. They cared. They provided for one another in many, many ways.
那些地下教会的弟兄姐妹，他们彼此相爱，他们对耶稣有信心，所以他们有喜乐。
In one of the services that I attended, I was privileged to sit with the people and to have opportunity to eat with them, and realizing that many of them were sacrificing maybe many of their meals in order that I would have the privilege of being able to share the joy of eating with them.
我曾经跟他们一起吃过一次饭，我发现有很多兄弟姐妹，因为他们比较穷，所以他们就牺牲了自己可能好几顿的这个饭，来准备比较丰盛的和派世界一起吃饭。
What are the works that we are doing today that is produced by our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ?
我们今天所做的一切都是来源于我们对耶稣的信心。
Brothers and sisters, every one of you in the sound of my voice today are ministers of God.
今天你们这些兄弟姐妹听到我讲到的，你们实际上都是耶稣的传道士。
And in your own special way, you have the privilege of by faith of serving Him and demonstrating that love to the people that are around you.
你们用你们的行为就是显示出你们是耶稣的传道士。
A God-given faith, thirdly, produces a steadfast life.
耶稣反正给我们带来了一种新的生活。
You know, sometimes when I'm around some of my grandchildren, they say to me, well, I'm doing pretty good today.
有时候我的孙女孙子跟我在一起，他们会说啊，我今天很快乐，很好。
But you know what I think God wants from us? I'm doing great today.
其实上帝要我们说的话是，我今天太棒了，太好了。
In my recent stay in the hospital, it was one of the things that struck me, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
我在医院的时候，最近就是发现，耶稣对我从每天都在对我说话，一直会说下去。
And no matter what the circumstances were, his grace was steadfast, and my faith needed to be steadfast as well.
不管怎么样， 耶稣对我的恩典，我对他的信心是越来越强。
There is nothing impossible for God.
对耶稣来说，没有不可能做到的事。
All things are possible through Him.
对上帝来讲，任何事都可能做到。
And lastly, this morning, let me remind you what faith produces, and that is, it produces a sacrificial living.
今天我们最后分享的一点是，我们的信心带来什么？带来了一种可以牺牲的生活。
Let me share just briefly a little bit of my family's story that demonstrates sacrificial living.
我现在来跟他分享一下我家庭的故事，如何过一个有牺牲的生活。
My dad was born in the slums of a city in Ohio, Warren, Ohio.
我爸爸出生在Ohio一个贫民区，贫民窟。
He grew up in a home which was basically a shack, and the floors were of dirt.
他出生的家庭是一个摇摇欲坠的破房子。
The way that he survived in those times was to cheat, to steal, and to rob.
他赖以为生的方式就是去偷、去抢、去做不好的事情。
But there was a lady who had been a missionary in China and was sent back home because of her husband's illness.
但是他们当地呢有一个曾经到中国去传过道的一个妇女，因为丈夫生病，从中国回到了这个她爸爸出生的那个地方。
This lady determined that she was going to continually sacrifice her life to serve other people, no matter where she was.
她就决定要牺牲自己的生活，要拯救当地的人。
There were 10 young men just like my dad.
他当地呢有十个像他爸爸一样这种小流氓耍无赖，带着偷偷抢抢的人。
Very briefly, let me tell you that she asked them if they would like to play on a baseball team.
然后这个传道女的传道士就跟这些十个小孩说，你们愿不愿意打那个棒球？
Their response was, "We have no money to pay to get in the league. We don't have bats, balls, or even a glove to play with."
然后那小孩跟他说，我们没有钱啊，我们也不能参加球队，我们球棒、球手套什么都没有。
This lady said, "I will pay for everything that you need."
这个女的传教士就说，我会付一切费用。
But there's one thing that you have to do if I do that for you.
他说，但是你们要为我做一件事。
And she said, "You need to attend my Sunday school class that meets every Sunday morning at such and such a place."
但是就说你们每个星期天上午要来参加我组织的主日学，就作为交换。
Because of her sacrificial living, these boys began to play ball together and attended her Sunday school class.
由于这个女的传教士牺牲了她的金钱、她的生活，那十个顽皮小孩就开始一起打球，一起上主日学。
Of the 12 or 13 of those boys, eventually, all of them came to know Jesus because of her testimony.
因为他们参加主日学，因为这个传教士的见证，他们都成了很好的基督徒。
9 of those young men she sent to a school in Chicago called Moody Bible Institute.
然后其中有九位，这个传教士把他们送到那个叫什么这个神学院去上学。
She paid for each one to attend and to become ministers of the gospel.
她付了他们所有的学费，使他们成为牧师。
That's just a little bit of her sacrificial living, but let me tell you what took place in my dad's life.
这只是她这个女的传教士牺牲生活做出的一点事迹。我现在谈谈我的爸爸的故事。My
dad later became the pastor of the little church that she asked the boys to come to.
我爸爸就成为后来这个他们上主日学那学校的教会的牧师。
On many occasions, I remember my dad getting telephone calls and taking the food that was on our table prepared for our family to the people who were in need.
我常常记得爸爸那时候为我们家庭、为其他需要的人家准备食物。
He taught me what sacrificial living was all about.
他就告诉我，牺牲自己成就别人的生活是什么样的。
There's much more to the story, but let me just say this. It was his simple faith that believed that God will provide for his family as he also would provide for those who were in need.
当初他就是对耶稣有信心，觉得他相信耶稣就可以为他的家庭，为其他需要的人提供食物。
This morning we talked about a little word called faith.
今天我们谈了一个小小的词，那就是信心。
A faith that produces eternal life.
信心可以带来永生。
A faith produces good works.
信心可以产生好的行为。
A faith that is sacrificial living as well.
信心也可以带来牺牲自己的生活，成就别人。
What is the challenge for us today?
对我们今天来讲，挑战是什么呢？
For by grace are you saved through faith.
通过信心我们得到的救恩。
That not of yourselves.
那并不是仅仅关于自己。
But it's a gift of God.
那是一个耶稣给你们的免费的礼物。
And I trust, my friend, that our faith will begin to produce many good works.
我相信大家，我们的信心会产生很好的后果。
In your families, in your community, in your work, wherever you might be.
这些产生的好的结果，对你的家庭、对你的社区、对你的周围的人都会有好的结果。
Just as we sang this morning, faith.Is the victory.
就像我们今天谈的主题一样，信心是胜利。
Amen.
Amen.